Thank you for holding. Is this Kit Tiona?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Kit Tiona. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, good. Local what? Local Splash?
Yep, Local Splash. That's our company name.
Okay.
We're a Google partner. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Lulu, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the pricing?
Well, right now, I'm not quite understand that. You mean about when my customer look up on Google, they're going to find me on Google?
Exactly. Yeah. You ever see that map that pops up when you look up your services and there's three guys underneath it?
Yeah.
That's where we're talking about placing you.
Oh, okay.
So just to let you know, the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we even have a position available there. There's only three options when you do the search.
Okay.
And we have one position available within our company as a Google partner that we're actively looking to fill. So once we fill that position with your company, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. So just to kind of put things into perspective, I mean, I did see you're using HomeAdvisor now. Do you like that service?
I was with them about a week now, and I received a lot of jobs, residential jobs. So
nice.
Well, I didn't, you know, get to know the company, you know, fully know, but they still gave me a hope, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, just to kind of, you know, again, put things into perspective. HomeAdvisor puts themselves on Google, and then they're underneath where we're talking about listing you. So a lot of the leads that they sell start out by doing a search on Google, and then they'll forward that lead to you and a couple other contractors. What we want to do is list you independently, so the customers can call you directly as a live call.
Directly.
You won't have. Yeah. Yeah. So you won't have to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to your competition. Does that make sense?
I understand. Makes sense.
Okay. So, again, just to put things into perspective, just in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches that fall within the moving category. Okay?
Wow.
So.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that we're going to get you 1,812 new clients, you know, just to be realistic. But moving is only one of up to 15 keywords that we could list you for at a time. You know, Google doesn't allow us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of clients. However, 90% of searches that are done on the Google, they don't go past the first page, which is where we're placing you. So, in essence, you know, this is where 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are going to be made in your industry. And I'm sure you'd like to capitalize on a percentage of those searches, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's how this works. Everything that we do here is month to month. It's on a flat rate, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. And like I mentioned earlier, we don't charge per lead or click or call. So you just get billed one time per month. No matter how many calls or jobs you get, your bill stays the same. Okay? Now, normally the pricing is set at a flat rate of $399. And there's usually a setup fee involved of $99. However, because of this new in-business credit that Lulu requested, I'm willing to reduce the cost by 50% if you come on board with us today. So I'll drop it down to $199. And then also I'd be willing to waive your setup fee for you. So you won't have to pay that one-time setup fee of $99 either. So the initial investment would be $199. And then each month after that, it would actually stay $199 as long as you're with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an indefinite deal.
Right.
That's a deal.
So, I mean, if I can approve that pricing structure and get you going at the $199 rate, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to create your listing here. We have to pin verify you and create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of a Google pin verification before?
I heard about it. Is it, it's like a Yelp, yeah, or no?
No, it's a lot more advanced. So we're going to create your profile and verify it, and then they're going to send you a postcard to your Eva Beach address.
Yes.
Okay, and then that postcard has a 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are on Oahu. And then once we get that pin, then you'll be able to see yourself. So there is going to be a setup period of about a week, you know, to be transparent with you. Between now and then, what we're going to do is do a client interview with you that makes sure we're getting all your keywords right and in the right areas in case there's part of the island that you don't want to go to. I'm assuming you service the whole island, right?
Yeah, we service everywhere, the whole island. It's
okay.
A small island, though.
Yeah, I know. My brother lives over in Pearl City. He lived in Eva Beach for a while. We're on the mainland. We're in Newport Beach, like kind of by Huntington Beach in California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm real familiar with the area. He actually lived in Eva Beach for a
That's
while
good.
As well.
That's
yeah.
good. That's
I'll be back over there in October.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I go out like twice a year usually to go visit and see some family.
Oh, that's nice. But, talking to somebody who knows
that in the area. Yeah, they have me handle all the listings usually for the islands, so basically the whole state of Hawaii. But the pin verification, like I said, for the islands, it's a little different than the mainland, so it does take a little bit longer. Like I said, usually about 5 to 7 days in order to get that postcard. So that 97-17-88 what is it?
Yep.
Punaco Street. Is that still accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, did you want me to have that address displayed or hidden on the listing?
Hidden.
Hidden. Okay. So when you see your listing, it'll still say Eva Beach. It'll still have the zip on there and the name, and then of course the link to your website, but it just won't have the actual street address, so that way they can't get turn-by-turn directions to you or anything like that.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
Okay. And Kitione, Kitione, is it Kitione?
Kitiona.
Kitiona. Okay. My apologies. Kitiona,
yes.
Kitiona. No, how do I spell, or what's your last name?
My first name and my last name is same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kitiona, wow, okay.
Kitiona.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. Okay. And then, for the business, I have the website here, the Take It Home LLC. Are you comfortable with me having that attached to the placement? Because it says right now that the site can't be reached.
Well, so what do you mean about that, sir?
So if you look up your website, takeithomellc.com. And you hit search, it comes up, it says the site can't be reached, like it's actively not up and running right now. So do you not have a website anymore?
I do not have a website yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I tried to create a website, but I you know, like I said, I own the business for about 2.5 years now, and I was, you know, so busy because I also work and I have some guys working with my moving company and appliances installation, because I work at the appliance store and I subcontract on the store, so that's why, you know, I couldn't get the time to sit down and actually create.
Okay. I'm gonna get one built for you, okay? No extra charge. I'm gonna include it in the package, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to include it, but I'm going to need your help as far as, like, if you – do you have a logo already for the company or no?
I have a logo, yeah.
Yeah, okay, if you could send a logo and then maybe some photos of, like, a move that you guys have done in the past. I don't know if you have, like, before and after shots. Here, I'm going to send you my number and the email address to send it to you. I'm going to text it to you right now.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, send those in, and then I'll get the website built for you. We'll purchase the URL. I'll include hosting for you as well, too. So if you want to make changes to it or update it along the way, it won't be any extra charge to you.
Yeah, I received your...
That's my direct number and extension. We're a little bit... I think we're behind you, or ahead of you in time, right? It's only 103 on the island right now?
Yep, 103.
Yeah, we're ahead of you by 3 hours. It's 4:03 here. Okay. So, I guess that's not really going to be a problem. It's only a problem if I'm calling you too early. Because we get in here at 7. So, if that always happens with my brother. I can't text him in the morning. He'll still get it, but he just doesn't respond to me until, like, 12 here, which is, like, 9 on the island.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a time difference.
Yeah, my sister lives in California, San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's close to here.
Yeah, when they call us like early in the morning, then that's their 10 o'clock. I was like,
yeah. Let me sleep, huh? Yeah, that happens to my brother all the time. He usually works nights too, so then he's like super tired, and then I'm always bugging him. But my nephew's over there also. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
My business email is the business name, takeithomellc@gmail.com.
Okay, that came back as valid. All right, perfect. And then how do you want your hours for the business displayed?
Oh, 24 hours.
Okay, just open availability for phone calls. They could call anytime.
You could call me anytime.
Okay. Is the address changed when I went to publish it? It just came up as 97 Punaco.
97 Punaco.
Yeah, I thought it was 97-1788.
Yeah, 91, actually.
91?
Yeah.
-1788?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Now it comes up the right way. Okay, 96706?
Yep, 96706.
Okay, perfect. Got it. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yep.
Okay. And then for client interview, usually it takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. I don't want to have you up too early. I could basically do any time up until, I think, 1 o'clock actually would be the last appointment. Or actually 12 and 1 would be the last appointment because of the time difference.
Yeah.
What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'll be at work. You know.
I know you said you're working at the appliance store. Okay.
Yeah, I'm available anytime, and, you know.
Okay. So, right now.
I only do moving for my, people that I already know, you know.
Yeah.
But I barely do anything like online. I don't have any customer from. I just.
Those are the best ones. You know why? Because every time you do something for the family, they want a discount.
Yeah. Oh, for real, man.
Yeah, I know. They always want a deal. It's like, oh, I know. You know, it's crazy. It made me think about that. Is going to the swap meet over there. They still aren't they going to tear down the Hawaiian Center, I believe so, right? The Hawaii Aloha Stadium?
They're going to tear down the stadium, yeah.
Yeah, and my brother sent me something about that. They're building like a big old, another stadium and like a mall, almost like living areas over there too.
Yeah, so what they're going to do, they're going to build the stadium and build like, you know, mall on top around it.
That's crazy.
And it's crazy, man. But the rail's still going, so I don't know how they're going to, but...
Yeah, I remember that rail was running all the way, like we would he lived at Pearl City and then Eva Beach, and now he's back in Pearl City. But the first place they had in Pearl City by my aunt, they had that railroad going clean across like the whole backyard. So there was a Zippy's across the street. I used to remember every time I go to the island, I go to Zippy's first. I get the orange
Oh, bro.
slush.
If you don't go to CC, if you don't go to CC when you come to the island, you're not here.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember the railroad was in the way, so I used to have to go down like 2-3 miles just to turn around and get back into the neighborhoods over there. I used to hate that. So I remember at nighttime we get hungry and then you have to go all the way around. So crazy. He said that they pretty much finished that railroad though now.
Well, they just signed one another bill last year or the 2019, like 3-point-something million.
Jeez.
Yeah, they keep signing and, you know, man, the state tax is going up and up, bro.
Oh, I know, it's so bad. The last time I was over there, I actually got a ticket for going to Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, dang, man.
The haiku stairs, yeah. I got a ticket like 4 in the morning too. It was bad. And then we still did the hike. Yeah. But I had to pay like 200 and then yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, fire.
All right. So I have a time available tomorrow. They said that we can do 12 to 1. Is that
what? Yeah,
we
can do 12 to 1.
Okay. I'm gonna send you an invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll also send a text like 11 o'clock Hawaiian time, just as a reminder. Okay. If anything pops up or changes, let me know. I could always. Oh, you can hang up on me.